Welcome one and all, welcome to the Naked Football Show today, or this evening, and lovely sunny evening it is too, as we roll off towards the end of the season and out of the division. What are you making signs of me for, DJ? Shirt sleeves. Shirt sleeves, absolutely, yes. Beautiful, beautiful. Today we're joined, myself and DJ are joined by the wonderful man from Block H.
Hello.
Hello, man from Block H. He literally walked in about 10 seconds ago, trying to be the megastar that he is. Studio at icrfm.co.uk if you want to email in during the week, nakedfooty at yahoo.co.uk, or you can do that any old time, actually. Right, so anyone go to Sheffield? I'm gathering not.
No, not myself.
No? No, DJ?
I didn't, unfortunately. No.
You don't know. So do we have a report of any note that you can bring us?
It was probably the correct result, but slightly disappointing when you've got the lead that you can't just hold on, and that would have been season over.
Well, yes,
But again, another good performance with a team that are obviously battling themselves, and a 1-1 was a fair reflection.
Yeah, by all accounts.
With J-Tab scoring, which should have been goal of contender season, but unfortunately he wasn't put into the vote. So
off his knee, wasn't it?
He didn't know anything about it.
I did see it.
It's one that literally came off of his body rather than him putting contact on the ball.
It's only another 4.5 years before he scores again,
apparently. Exactly. A prolific, you would call his spell with us, compared to the last 4 years.
Well, an opportune time to score, though, for himself, isn't it?
I don't think he's done himself any harm whatsoever there, because
a pile driver from a yard.
That's it. Mick seems keen, and Jay,
yeah,
I haven't spoken to him himself. He seems to believe his time is up, and he's also, as you said to me, he's 29 years old. He probably feels it's time. Maybe it's a good time to move on. And like most people that come to Ipswich, he's kind of fallen for the place straight away. And I think, this is the feeling inside the dressing room, which is very strange, that, not strange overall, but it's just there's a positivity. What next year? Let's get this season.
He gives a good interview as well, doesn't he? He sounds quite sensible on the interviews. I heard him in his first game when he came on as a sub, I think, didn't he, the first time.
A person that you'd speak to and you wouldn't imagine he was a footballer.
I thought he was about 6 foot, and then I saw him. He speaks completely differently from his appearance.
I think he's about 5'6",
6 inches, isn't he? 6 inches tall.
5'6", yeah.
5 or 6 inches tall.
Probably 5'6" and a half. And
that's
the important bit. That half inch. Exactly. Tom Thumb.
That's it. But he's got the right attitude, and he doesn't come across as the usual type of footballer. He seems quite intelligent.
He doesn't even look like a footballer. I don't mean he doesn't play like a footballer. He plays very well, but he doesn't.
I got an image. I don't know if anybody's watching the new program. The new Morse one called Endeavour. The lead actor in that
he could be the new. You mean you're suggesting? Because he's been suggesting. Some people don't like the guy who's playing Endeavour, do they? They think he's too. He was in another rubbish series on ITV, which he should have kept out of.
Right.
But I can. Yeah, J-Tab is a new Endeavour. Well, that could be. We need a name for him, don't we?
Endeavour.
Well, Endeavour does kind of suit because he's got that attitude.
Isn't that a submarine or something?
Yeah. It all fits.
ET, ET.
But he does, we're getting used to getting more than a point out, and then listening to it, it's always scary, isn't it, listening to things. But then you begin to think, we can hold out. We're becoming like a sort of Serie A, an eye-tied team, aren't we? Italian team that will defend a 1-0, don't let them score against you.
It's been very unnatural of late watching an Ipswich Town team keep clean sheets, which we don't do. It's very unnatural watching them with 10 minutes to go and you've got a 1-goal lead and thinking, we'll be all right.
I still never think we'll be all right.
Well, no, but it's creeping in there. It's starting to grow that feeling of, whereas before you're always waiting for the sucker punch. You're waiting, come on. You're just waiting, kick me when I'm, when I'm down, because we've done so well all game. We're leading. We've got the win in the bag. We just need to hold it out. Yeah. And 9 times out of 10, we used to, just concede that stupid late goal. And, now we're not. And we're doing the opposite.
And now we've had, since all the predictions about all the games, we just need 1 point. Are we clear, says Mick? Because the prediction, reading the things, the web chat is fantastic. Clear? If Huddersfield beat Sheffield and Sheffield, there's so many ramifications to it, isn't there? And I see Peterborough are actually playing Sheffield Wednesday on at 5:20 on Saturday.
Lord.
Well, that could be a bit tough for both of them, isn't it? So we want, we want all of them to drop a point, don't we?
Do we want them to draw?
We want Barnsley, Wolves and Peterborough all to drop a point. That's what we want.
All we need is a point ourselves, and then it's all kind of
or get
academic.
A point. Yeah. It's in our own hands, as they say.
A point at least, and it's academic. But Yeah, that's the problem, because there's so many teams below us, that just means that it's very, very unlikely that we will get overhauled by enough teams to go down. But at the same time, it's not the one team that we've got to say, right, as long as they lose, we're sorted. It's three
I had
or four
a look
teams.
At the, on a certain well-known local website, the predictor, you know, fill in your games for the rest
that's
of the season.
Right, yes.
And I went back to sort of February, then it becomes brain-numbing once you go beyond that. And they're all saying 52 points and we're safe. And now that we, you know, 57 and we're still
not
panicking
safe.
Or whatever it is. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Most
didn't have Bristol down there, strangely enough. They'd a lot put Wolves in,
yeah.
You know, naming the team Wolves, Barnsley and Peterborough. And Bristol didn't seem to be until recently. They've obviously had a terrible
They've
run.
Just had a collapse
they really,
at the end,
I know, right? It's awful. But, well, we'll see there. We just, you know, we can't worry about anyone else, can we? We just need any of those three, Peterborough, Wolves and Barnsley, not to win, I think, is well, or two of them, actually. I don't want you really to keep it down there.
Yeah, so Blackburn picked up their win last night.
Yes.
I don't know who scored the winner for them. I'm
no,
not sure.
No, I can't think who it was. You know who it was, Graham? Who was it scored that penalty for Blackburn?
I wouldn't like to say.
Yeah.
It wasn't Owen Garvin, was it?
If that kept us, you know, that would be the I think that would be a definite Orwell Bridge scenario
it
for
would.
You, wouldn't it?
And then I can say, I told you. Told you.
But he was true to his word and he did jump off. Yes. You know, that's because if that was kept us down, it would be unbelievable.
Yeah, but I can't believe they went and won that. Well, it's right. On the cards.
Well,
wasn't
that's
it?
The thing, Millwall, all
but
that
Millwall
cup
still,
business.
Millwall still have a game. I mean, Millwall, I think they're something like 5 points clear and still have a game in hand on everybody. So maybe they're a little tad more relaxed than the other teams down there.
Well,
maybe
I
they're
know.
A bit too relaxed,
maybe
having got,
relaxed.
Concentrated
yeah,
so much on their cup.
They will be too relaxed with the fixtures. They've got Millwall not as far as home on Saturday. They've got their game in hand, which I've looked up here, which is Palace on
yes.
Tuesday. And their final one's not too funny, away to Derby, who that's could right. pile a few in. So I think Millwall aren't out of it.
Well, the last,
that's a classic,
that's
isn't it.
It?
Five teams have got to a final or near enough and gone down.
Isn't it something like Barnsley, Huddersfield or something, last game of the season?
Yeah, that's Huddersfield, that's Barnsley's last game, yeah.
Season. That's a Derby game and they both could be still...
I can see it going to Burnley, can't you?
No.
Well, this Saturday...
Please, if anything happens, please don't let it go to the Burnley game.
No, that's right. Well, Peterborough home to Sheffield Wednesday. They're all home. Peterborough, Wolves and Barnsley this Saturday.
Yep.
Peterborough against Sheffield on TV. Hull versus Burnley. Wolves versus Burnley and Barnsley versus Hull. Now, they're not, you know, Wolves you think could probably win that. You just can't tell what those top teams
no.
either. Cardiff,
well, no,
Hull, Watford.
Hull are still very much in that
well,
automatic.
They've got to win. They should be.
Yeah.
Well, while we're struggling with it all, we've got an email from young Chris again, who gave us this delightful email last week. Jerry Hinton Blue, he is. But he simplified it for us this week. As last week's stats proved a bit of a handful, it was much too much for us, Chris, should we say. This week I offer you just one statistic. It's true, by the way. According to a huge computer simulation of the rest of your life, no, the rest of the season on a sports website using over 1 billion permutations of results...
Yes.
The chances of Town being relegated are 1 in 8,000. That is all.
We're down then. That's it.
Well, you can't even get yeah. those odds with the bookies, so you can't even get 8,000 to
10,000.
Not unfortunately.
That does make me feel slightly better. It makes me feel slightly better, but
it's just one of those ridiculous things where you look at it and you just think, how is it?
How could it be 8,000 to 1?
It is possible.
Is that all? That's what he says.
Yeah, I know, and Chris knows his stuff. I think so. He could so if it's 8,000 to 1, I can relax.
This is the position mixing as 10,000 well.
10,000 to win a pound.
Yeah.
It's a good bet, isn't it? Whichever way you look
yes.
at it, it makes sense.
No, this is with the position mixing as well at the moment, isn't it? He just wants the season done and dusted, so he knows definitely. I mean, he can start looking at the players that he wants to pick up for next season, and whilst it's still hanging in the, you know, in the realms of mathematical possibility.
He did say, can someone out there somewhere tell me that we're statistically
yes.
safe?
And
which I thought was good. We are
nobody
not.
Can, so.
So you know, right. Chris, was this before the Millwall game? Before
yeah.
Millwall
yes.
and Blackburn?
Back challenge those stats.
Back to your abacus, Chris.
For.
Back to your abacus. yeah, carry on, guys.
Yeah,
guys.
I mean, the fact that the bookies are taking off of the relegation, you know, odds, they're normally quite right, aren't they? They stay in business because they're normally better than the punter on average, so I'll take that. But
well, I hasten to add, I had an each way bet on Rose to become top scorer, so I think I get 100 quid for that.
Very good.
Yeah.
That's
right. So you've got to listen, guys. Listen out there.
I wonder if Mr. Hoyle at Huddersfield had a bet on similar.
Yeah, have you had any sense?
Yeah, that was interesting. Him coming out and actually saying that about Jordan. Because there's been a backlash from the Huddersfield fans. Why did you sell such a talent? Why have you let somebody slip through your fingers? Why have we got rid of, you know, this superstar young...
That sounds a bit familiar.
Sounds very familiar. He'll be banging them in for Barca sooner.
He's not going to score in the top level. He's not going to make it.
But everyone said million, he wouldn't score in this division.
Well, it was for 8 million and the wages they couldn't give him. And apparently Jordan was sat there banging on his door saying, I want out. I don't want to play for this club anymore. I want to move out. I won't be here next season, come what may. So to get the 8 million they did for him sounds like quite good. They did okay. And they said Blackburn are paying him stupid wages that they can't afford. They're paying him Premiership wages, so if that's true.
Well, they've got parachute payments.
It sounds a little bit kind of sour grapes.
Can you tell me why these clubs get parachute payments? Why?
It's what it is, because football contracts are watertight. So if you've got a player, he's starting to sound more and more like Phil every day. If you've got a player who's on a 2 or 3 year deal, you're paying them 30-40 grand a week for the next 2-3 years unless you manage to sell them. Unless you manage to negotiate down, which you're not going to negotiate
down. But they don't sign him with a thing. If we are relegated, your wages will go down. As simple as that. Something like that. No, it's too complicated.
It's very straightforward. But what club's going to put that in there if they're signing a player who is on that sort of money? They're not going to say, we want to sign you. We're going to go for Europe. We're going to do this. Oh, but just in case we've got this clause in case we get relegated. So a lot of the clubs that. The big clubs that would be in trouble probably wouldn't have the clauses in there. Well, some of the smaller clubs that are going to, you know, reckon they're going to struggle each year and probably going to be fighting relegation from day one may well do. They may well be sensible enough. So what it is, it's just there. So you've got that year or two grace to clear your books of all those expensive players.
So you don't go bankrupt overnight,
honouring contracts that you can't afford.
What is it, 60 million? It's not over the three...
It's 59 now.
From this season, that's it then. It's all over.
From this season, 23 for the first year, 18 the second, and then two lots of nine if you're still in the Championship the next two seasons after that. Obviously, if you get promoted, then there's no responsibility for the rest of the parachute. But that's what it is. It's for you to cover all the costs,
but
the loss
Mick
in earnings,
said,
but still having the same outlay.
But with the financial fair play hitting all the rest of them,
this is the difference maker. Before, when clubs could spend whatever they, well, within reason, they'd spend what they wanted to spend, you could sort of match the parachute payments. Now, with everybody else being very, very tight on what they're allowed to spend, but these guys getting 20 million extra, because, I mean, I think the solidarity payment, which is what all the clubs get, the Championship, I think it's worth just under 3 million a year. You get from the Premiership TV money kind of dribbled down to you. But if you've just been relegated in the Premiership, you get 23 million. So that's a big difference. And it's what they're saying, the likes of Bolton and Wolves and Blackburn. Well, obviously, Wolves and Blackburn, it hasn't helped. But Bolton have managed to keep their squad and finally come good towards the end of the season.
It would be rather delightful to see Wolves go down, wouldn't it?
Yes.
I'm sure a certain manager of a club in blue would be very...
I don't mean he has malice, but he might have a wry smile. Yes.
Yeah. Well, they're right in it, aren't they?
And also Blackburn, I don't think they'll get too much sympathy from both the owners or for their fans, the way that their fans kind of behaved.
Blackburn probably saved themselves last night.
I think they probably have.
I think Millwall are the ones that... Everyone, someone gets sucked in. There's always one
somebody
that you think
goes to
the last
game. About it all.
Could be them.
Okay.
It could.
Well, let's hope it's not us. That's all we really
no,
need to
I,
worry.
I just can't see it with us. It is too much to ask to relegate us, as it were. But other teams that are in there that think, oh, we only need the one more point, they're the ones that are more dangerous than us.
We only need one more point
if other people get maximum points.
Best thing is just to get our point and win, and that's it, isn't it?
It would be like winning the cup, wouldn't it? Winning the league on Saturday if they can get that point.
That was a very strange atmosphere on the Palace game, the Tuesday night. Cheering and celebrating, saying we are staying up, and that's not something...
No.
I'm going to mention a really bad name now, but Mr. Keane.
Sorry.
I know, but he had a dig at Newcastle fans for celebrating getting promoted, and he was quite right in one point, though. It was probably a little bit sour grapes and probably not the best of spirits. Should have just congratulated him. Was why are they celebrating something that they shouldn't have been in the first place? Saying they shouldn't have been relegated. Those players were too good to go down. And they should have walked the league anyway. So why are they going mad like they've won a...
But he'd always say the reverse on what you think. He's there just to sort of...
Yes.
He'll do it on the football tonight.
But there is a part of that that you think, well, actually, why are we celebrating someone we shouldn't be anywhere near in the first place?
Did you hear him have a dig at the Irish fans when they came over and lost quite heavily in some game a year or so ago? Probably less than that. And the commentator said, well, you can trust the Irish. They've lost, but they're going to have a really good time and they're still behind their team and all that, and they've enjoyed themselves. And Roy Keane said, well, they shouldn't enjoy themselves. That's not what they're there for. They should be supporting their team and they should be gutted if they lose.
Well, he's...
It's not the right thing to say, is it, really?
He's born, but he's always got a gift for it.
But he never got... He never understood fans. That's one thing he admitted. He didn't...
Don't think he understands football
fans.
Either. Good footballer in his time, but...
Well...
It doesn't translate, does it? World-class footballer to...
To poor pundit.
Even mediocre manager.
No, and pundit that he said he would never be a television pundit, didn't he? Whatever happened, he wouldn't
never lower
he
himself.
Did that as well.
Yes.
Yeah, he said never lower himself.
Well, he's over in Dortmund. Will he be there? Is it Dortmund tonight? Yeah, he'll be there.
Oh, no, because it's Sky. Is it Sky tonight? He was on last night.
He was
at the
Barca game. Could be an all-German final, of course, now, we're looking at the thing.
I know, everyone thinking it's going to be all Spanish.
Spanish Inquisition.
Oh, yeah, with the all-dominant Bayern Munich, who are... pretty much buying the German league, but
buying the German league.
They are buying. Bayern are buying. Yeah, the German league. But the same way Man
gave
City
you a
exposed
chance.
That's your early Hearnness, hasn't he? And been put away for X million, salted away in the Swiss account.
And Dortmund are the new Barcelona, aren't they? With all the youngsters coming through, so.
Yeah,
a bit
what's
more
the game
interesting final than
the Dortmund's the wall of sound you've got to face there, haven't you? Yeah. Sort of like Daniel.
I think
and hideous yellow as well.
I think probably Madrid will get through that one though. It'll be Madrid and Bayern.
I can see it. I'm not sure.
No,
I just cannot tell. It's something strange about the whole thing.
It does make it a little bit more interesting with the lack of English clubs in there. Because it loses something of its...
No, I love watching Barca and Real Madrid and teams like that.
I'd like watching Barcelona score, but watching them stand around for 20 minutes just passing it back and forth.
Yeah, they didn't seem to. I haven't seen it. It was a blatant obstruction, the first one. Yeah.
Well, there was one offside and one blatant obstruction. Yeah, but I mean, if Messi's not on form, and he wasn't because he's been out, isn't he, with his hamstring, he was a yard off, well, in Messi's case, an inch off the pace, and it makes such a difference, doesn't it? And he was just that bit off. Mispassing and everything, which I think cost them.
Yeah, we don't really, because getting back to ourselves, we still talk about midfield genii. So I mean, we still need someone really that's going to pick the ball up and, you know, put his foot on it, to quote, and then just spread it around.
Wordsworth.
Yes, well, that's right. He does come on and looks.
Quite
looks
classy,
good, doesn't he? Left-footed, of course, isn't he?
I think he needs someone like that in the middle, though, don't we? Yeah, I like Jay Tabb in the middle. He seems to get on much better when he drifts inside.
And he's got the industrious side as well. Just for when you lose the ball,
right or left-footed, or is he by?
Bi-footed.
I don't put words into my mouth.
Is bi-footed a word? Yes. I'm sure it is now. Anyway, yeah. What's the ambidextrous foot feet?
It is. I think it's the same, actually, yeah. Ambidextrous with your feet.
Could be ambidextrous with your feet.
The webbed feet, anyway.
That's webbed hands, that's Norwich.
That's the goalkeepers you want with a webbed hand, isn't it? But no, I think he could be. But then he's pretty tall, sort of laconic. He moves now. He reminds you a bit of, who is it, Jim Baxter. I don't know, those of old enough learners.
Yes.
And listeners who remember Jim Baxter. Yeah.
He kept Billy Baxter.
Just to exclude you, DJ, we brought that up, didn't we? That was our masterstroke. And he was a fantastic lang, really smooth mover. Never looked to be hurrying. Beautiful and left-footed as well, wasn't he, I think, Jimmy Baxter?
He was. And kept Bill Baxter out of the side. Our own, of course, that's right.
The only
centre half who could jump 113 feet in the air.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, and hang there for a couple of days. He was superb.
Allegedly.
And he was only 3 inches tall as well. Amazing. He was a tiny guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, 3.5 inches.
That's very important, as we said.
But we do need someone there.
Do you think he's going to go for the wide men, though? Do you think he's going to go wingers? Or a bit, you know...
Remember, we've got Paul Taylor to come back, don't we? Hopefully.
Yeah. But he's middle forging down the middle, isn't he, really? Or can he play out there as well?
I believe he's played on the wing, hasn't he?
You know, we sort of play him wide. We played him in that hole as well.
A lot of things.
We're playing one up top.
Was it the Crystal Palace game where Murphy started winning a lot in the air and nodding it on? But Nubel and whoever the other striker might have been, Chopra, were always going in the wrong direction. Yeah. Because we've been so used to Murphy not. I mean, I'm sure he has won his fair share of balls, but he won a lot against them. And before we scored the goals, that little onslaught, that 5 minute thing. And they just never seem to run in the right position. Like, they don't really know quite, A, is he going to get it? And B, there's no anticipation. It's not like a Gilzean-Greaves thing where you sort of telepathically go where the thing is. We don't seem to have a little partnership like that, do we, that to flick on and he runs onto it, which is what I think Chopper needs.
No, I have to say, though, a partnership that is of sorts that is forming, and it's been fantastic, is Frank Nubel and Jett.
Because yeah, well, Frank, they're good mates as well, aren't they?
Frank clubbing, yeah, exactly the point.
I mean, on the field or off the field?
Both. Both, and it's working. Actually, two young, you know, lads about town that like to have a mess about on the internet, you know, doing videos and stuff like that, as they do, it's actually working because that chemistry and that relationship is being used on the pitch
and
as well.
And the fans are relating to it as
long as they're being the video cameras onto the pitch. No, that would be unusual.
Well, they did take into the dressing room after the Derby win and caught Mick McCarthy in his underpants, so...
Right, we need to address some emails before we run out of time completely.
Before we get too rude.
Right, this one, and I don't blame him, Sam. This is from Jonathan Powell. Love the show, Graham, but I think the panel on last week's episode were definitely glass half empty kind of guys. They can't see anything but mid-table mediocrity with this lot, and I don't rate Loach, Stearman hasn't impressed me, etc. Well, yes, that wasn't us, though, Jonathan.
That weren't us.
DJ wasn't here. I blame my guests. They were rubbish, and they're not going to come on again. I didn't agree with him. In fact, we all when he said Stearman hasn't impressed me, we all stared at him and thought, I think they were budgies.
But for the fact he hasn't been here all season, he might have been a proud season.
Yeah, don't take it from us. No. It was nothing to do with us. They were ringers.
We're not glass half empty at all. But the team have been very workmanlike and industrious and grinding out results. There's not a lot, you know, that needs to do to improve it though. And you can see the room for improvement where we can improve it. If we just carried on in the same vein next season, we'd be fourth. Mm.
But the three, okay.
We'd be fourth.
The three, you think the goals, the Palace was just a five, and that was sort of our top bit of the season, really, wasn't it? That little bit.
But again, you know, those goals, you know, it's Noble chancing himself.
Chasing it down
and forcing mistakes. And Cresswell, a very, very poor touch off his head, and then just flicking his boots before the defender got to it.
Well, if you're still listening,
buying himself a ticket and winning the lottery.
If you're listening, Jonathan, apologies for my partners that have just gone completely off subject and ignored your email.
But
we all sit here, we all really like Stearman and think he's been a great buy.
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely. So no one here really...
No.
It was brilliant.
He's fit straight in with no adjustment needed.
It was those shabby guests last week. Yeah. And Loach, I think we have probably had a bit of a thing at Loach, only because Henderson did so well. Loach did get dropped, I think we all say unfairly, didn't we? Because he had one bit of a disaster against Cardiff, and then that was all he'd done wrong. And I think when he came back in, he looked a tiny bit shaky. But after a few games and not letting in much and saving a penalty, he's looking much better. It does worry me sometimes that he could hold a ball instead of keep pushing
it
wide.
Yeah, he tends to be a bit floppy.
Again, the bottom line is if he's keeping clean sheets and he's a terrible goalkeeper with the way he keeps goal, but he's keeping a clean sheet,
at the end of the day,
he's a better kicker of a moving ball, isn't he? Henderson would be very dicey.
Yeah, no, he is a good kicker.
Loach is one that, like Higham, is going to benefit if he gets the run of games. You can only improve if you're playing week in, week out with the same players around you.
We need to keep going. So there, Jonathan, we all agree with you, actually, mate. It's just those guests last week. We won't invite them on again. Oh, my Lord, here we go. This is from Jeremy. Jezza, how are you, mate? Great show as always. He's such a creep. It's Jeremy here, the only blue in Brussels. Oh, he's in Brussels.
He's in Brussels.
With safety all but assured. Thoughts obviously turn to next season and the squad improvements required. Defence looks solid if Stearman could be signed permanently. There you go, Jonathan. And Hewitt coming through, then I reckon that's good to go. Yeah, Hewitt's a great little player, I think. Midfield, new contract for Edwards, 1 year maybe, and Tab on a permanent deal, and that's looking pretty good too. Perhaps a creative player in the middle too. This is what we've pretty much said. Yeah. Up front, barely need a regular goal scorer. Well, McGoldrick?
With the run with the right partner.
Someone like DJ Campbell, dare I say it? Well, I think McGoldrick is fairly similar to DJ Campbell, isn't he? What are the panel's thoughts? Any other areas that need strengthening too? 3 points on Saturday and onwards and upwards. Come on, you Blues.
Proper left-sided player.
Blue.
Which is one of those positions that always seems to need to be filled for some... You know, one of those unknown quantities and how there's so few natural left-sided wide players.
But I've been waiting all the season for Noble or someone to chase down a back pass because there are a lot of back passes now that they can't decide what to do. And Crystal Palace were like that. They got a bit across the line, didn't know what to do with it, passed it back a number of times that Speroni guy.
All thanks to an absolutely fantastic tackle from Richard Stearman. That was a thing of beauty. That was taking the ball, but you know, really a hard but fair tackle, old school style. And that really kind of put them on their heels and they were a bit nervous around the ball then. And Newball, you say he sniffed out the nervousness and chased stuff down that, you know, probably fruitless.
Well, maybe Newball and Taylor. Taylor's very quick. He's speedy as well.
Yeah.
Assuming he returns in the same speed that he went off, you know, the pre-injury sort of thing. It wasn't. Well, you do wonder about these
things. Oh, I thought you meant the speed with which he got injured.
Yes. No, the speed, both things.
Hopefully he'll have a good pre-season, get himself fit.
That's it.
Yeah.
I know you don't start match fit after you've been out for so long, so it's going to take him a few
games. He looked
very
forlorn limping up to the to his little seat there. I felt sorry for him earlier on.
It was a bit like our Argentinian winger, bless him. Doing very well in Argentina, apparently.
Civella, you mean now? Yes.
Yeah.
I thought you meant. That 90 seconds was one of the best. Oh, that was really terrible. Well, maybe we're doomed with left-sided left wingers. It isn't a good... Since Bobby Petter, that's been about it, hasn't it? Yeah. But
Ambrose and Westlake and you know so on and so forth. We've just had kind of left-footed players that are just pushed out wide, rather than actually having out and out wide players. So maybe that is the one. Place.
Well, Jets are he's a tricky customer. Yeah, he's a very tricky customer. He's not exactly the speediest, but he can get past people if they're not there. Sometimes
he scored that goal from that left side.
Yeah,
taking on three and then sticking it underneath the keeper.
Just looking at the goals for Saturday, I think Birmingham let in 65. There are 33 at home, which seems ridiculous, isn't it? More, 28-33 at home.
What's their away record like, more
and, well, they're 33-32, so they let in 65. That's worse than us.
And what's their position in the league looking like?
They're 10th at the moment.
Are they going to be relegated? No,
32 points, 60 points maximum, 66.
Oh,
They're definitely
safe.
No.
So you can relax, Birmingham City fans.
They were
safe.
Touchwood. They were safe when they hit 57 a week or so ago.
Yeah,
and 58. We hit 57, and we're still not.
58 has turned out to be the magic figure.
That's it.
Going up from 46, but
when,
48.
But when
50.
Birmingham hit 57 over a week ago, and everybody was like, "Well, that's it. That's them safe." And we hit 57. You know,
maybe nothing's safe in this league, DJ. Yeah. There is no point, even Cardiff, you know, you cannot have enough points. It's the weird league.
Well, if they suddenly find some financial regulations and, you know, deduct them 60 points, maybe.
Possibly, yeah.
Right, but quickly. We got an email from Mel. I haven't got time to read it out. The lovely Mel is coming back on ICR with Tunes and Tales Saturdays and Tuesdays. Lovely to hear from you, Mel. See you soon. Hopefully, prick prediction for Saturday.
Goal riot, 4-3 to us.
Goal riot.
5-4.
5-4?
Is that
to us.
Positive enough for Jonathan, that?
Jonathan, yes.
Proper entertaining last home game of the season.
Yes, and big apologies to Jonathan. We don't hate Stim. We all love him, really. And we love you too.
We
love all our listeners. And I don't know what's going to happen. I think a draw will do.
Yeah, maybe.
Absolutely. Well, I hope. I mean, a draw will do, but I just hope we get one. I'll
we
go
bite
for the
their
draw.
Hand off for a draw. Yeah. I'm sorry, had to get that one joke in.
Yes.
For a point, I mean.
Okay.
You know, if you'd offered us a point. It's the usual thing, isn't it?
Chew your arm off.
Till next week, everyone. Take care. Have a good one. Bye, bye, bye.